This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Israeli airstrikes have hit several sites in Syria's Homs province early on Sunday, wounding five soldiers, according to Syrian state media. It marks the ninth time Israel has struck targets in Syria since the beginning of the year. This, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, a war monitoring group linked to the opposition. State news agency Sana, citing military sources, has said the strikes targeted sites in the city of Homs and surrounding countryside. It said Syrian air defenses intercepted the missiles and shot down some of them. There's been no immediate statement from Israel on the strikes. Pope Francis was discharged Saturday from a hospital in Rome after being treated for bronchitis. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
As he left the hospital, he was greeted with a wave of camera clicks as journalists asked how he was feeling. "I'm still alive," he quipped. The 86-year-old pontiff was hospitalized at Gemelli Polyclinic after he experienced breathing difficulties following his weekly public audience in St. Peter's Square. It was confirmed that he received antibiotics administered intravenously during his stay. When asked by reporters what was wrong, Francis replied, "Ask the doctors, I don't understand." The Vatican also released his upcoming Holy Week schedule in a sign that his health has improved. He will attend a Palm Sunday Mass in St. Peter's Square and an outdoor Easter Mass on April the 9th. I'm Karen Chamas.
Bulgarians vote in their fifth parliamentary election in 2 years Sunday amid rising resentment toward political elites who many see as unwilling to tackle graft and economic reforms. Opinion polls show the ballot would likely leave Bulgaria short of a functioning parliamentary majority again, putting a question in its ambitions to join the Eurozone in the near future. This is VOA News. The indictment of former President Donald Trump, with an expected arraignment on Tuesday, ends decades of perceived invincibility. AP correspondent Julie Walker has the story.
Trump is expected to fly from Florida to New York Monday, stay overnight at Trump Tower, then head to the courthouse Tuesday for his arraignment. He'll be booked, fingerprinted, and a mugshot taken, but no handcuffs since federal agents surround him. Despite 40 years of legal scrutiny, the man long nicknamed Teflon Don is facing charges including at least one felony offense related to hush money payments to women during his 2016 campaign. He denies this and calls it political persecution. Trump could ask the judge to dismiss the case. Even if it moves forward, there's no guarantee of conviction. Julie Walker, New York.
In the wake of the latest mass shooting in the United States, this one at a Nashville grade school, there are renewed calls in Washington for gun control, but no signs yet of anything changing. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
9 months ago, President Biden signed a sweeping bipartisan gun law. It was a compromise that stopped short of banning assault weapons, but it required stepped-up background checks that have blocked more than 100 gun purchases so far. But the president and New York Congressman Jamal Bowman this week are calling for more from Republicans after the Covenant School massacre in Nashville.
Don't let them talk about TikTok. Don't let them talk about nonsense. Talk about the lives of children. American children are being killed.
Congress appears deadlocked on further action. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy Thursday focused on the shooter's mental health.
We've got to deal with mental illness. We've got to see what's driving individuals to think you would go to innocent children.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
During her visit to Guatemala, Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen visited the Mayan ruins at the Tikal National Park on Saturday. Tsai was accompanied by Guatemalan President Alejandro Giammatti and government officials from both countries. The two heads of state met on Friday to discuss bilateral issues to consolidate trade ties. Guatemala and Taiwan celebrated 62 years of bilateral relations last November. They're the only two Central American countries, Guatemala and Belize, that maintain contact with Taiwan. Tsai's visit comes a few days after Honduras broke off ties with Taiwan after 80 years of relations and choosing instead to forge closer ties with the People's Republic of China. And storms that dropped possibly dozens of tornadoes across the United States killed at least 21 people in the South and Midwest Friday and Saturday. Marissa Melton, VOA News.